Hello, singers. Welcome to the very first episode of my podcast, Singer's Diet. In this episode, I'll be discussing healthy speaking for a healthy singer. How the way you speak healthily affects the way you sing healthily. Imagine yourself in a musical where you have to say lines and sing at the same time. If you have a bad habit or bad unhealthy speaking habit, you sure must have problem with those lines you say. But if your speaking habit is healthy, sure you do not have problem. All of these I'll discuss in this episode. My name is Omobolanle. Welcome to Singer's Diet. Now, speaking and singing should be strain-free. What do I mean? There is no form of tension whatsoever on your neck region. It's strain free. That's the only time your presentation can make sense. That's the only time it can be vibrant, compelling, and a pleasure to whoever is listening. I want to give some quick symptoms that you should watch out for. If you have any of these symptoms, it means you have unhealthy speaking habits and it's affecting the way you sing. Okay? The first one is sore throat. If after every presentation you find your throat in pain, you discover you have some pains around the neck, you're unable to speak, you're unable to sing, then you should watch out for it, okay? The second one is inability to create volume. If you find out that you cannot sound some high notes, or you cannot create volume for people behind the hall to hear your singing or speaking, then there is a problem. You have bad speaking technique. If you have bad speaking technique, then there is no way you can sing well, okay? When you try to create volume, you're shouting, you're yelling, instead of creating volume, instead of projecting, okay? That's the word, project. When you find yourself trying to project, you find yourself shouting instead, then you should watch out for it. The third one is tension on your neck or shortness of breath. If after every line you begin to gasp for air, if after every line there is a kind of tension on your neck and you're like, I must sing, I want to sing, I have to do this, then you should watch out for it. So all of this can be avoided anyway if you apply the right technique to speaking. So the way you speak is the way you sing, okay? So you should first of all correct the way you speak so as to be able to correct the way you sing. I've had courses to stay with students and hear their complaint, their vocal issues, and I discover that many of them do not understand the technique I am about to teach us today. Many find it difficult to do, or many do not even understand it at all, or some have never heard about it. That's just the irony of life. But the truth is this, whether you've heard about it, you do not know how to apply it, I am about to say it again. The technique that I am about to teach us today is called forward placement technique or propelling forward technique. Whichever one, if you've heard it somewhere, either it's called propelling forward technique or forward placement technique. Okay, now this is how I want you to see. The first thing that I want to even come to your mind to start with is take away your mind from, disabuse your mind from thinking that your voice is somewhere around your neck. Of course it is, but then the reason why people place the voice and leave it there is because they think the voice is coming from your neck. So by doing that, they injure the vocal cords. They do all sorts of unhealthy habits here. But what I want you to learn today, this forward placement technique or propelling forward technique, is a technique that will take stress away from the neck. Remember, that's a key reason for this technique, to take stress away from the neck. So you'll be able to place your voice as if you picture your hand in your front trying to catch your voice. I wish I can do a video of this, but not to worry. very soon I'll start working on some videos to help us really see the picture. Okay, imagine you put your hand forward and you're looking at your palm in front of you, and your voice is bouncing at your palm. Your voice is sounding forward. That sound is going forward and bouncing back, going forward and bouncing back. Okay, now this is the best way to teach that. Take a deep breath, fill up your diaphragm. Take a deep breath, fill up your diaphragm. Now, when you try to produce a sound, imagine yourself sounding like a little kid, like a baby, like Tata, the way we call it in this part of the world, like Tata. Imagine yourself talking like a child. Oh, mommy, I want some chocolate. Mommy, I'm tired. Mom, I want to sleep. Just try and picture that childish sound, that babyish sound. Now, this breath that you have taken into your diaphragm, deep breath into your diaphragm, you want to dispense the air. Then you disperse the air gently. Disperse the air gently by just sounding like a child. This sound you're producing is kind of nasal, but you don't want it to be nasal this time, because you are supporting it with your breath to make it not sound really nasal. But now you're creating a blend of nasal and chest voice, a blend of both, at the same time propelling that sound forward. Okay, pushing that sound forward into the mirror, like you're looking at the mirror and you're bouncing that sound to your mirror. Okay, now another way to look at this technique is the muscles around your face region, the sinuses. Is like if you've seen the image of the skull, there are some spaces between your mouth region, your nose region, your jaw, and all of that. All of those spaces are what we are using this time now to propel, to drive that sound we want to get, in order to take strain away from the neck. Now, if you have discovered the way I speak now, if you've seen me in person or you've heard the way I'm speaking now, you would discover that the same way I speak is the same way I sing. If you have corrected, it's a lot of work. I actually had issues back then with my vocal teacher. You have to sound this way, you have to forward the sound, you have to place it forward, you know. I had a whole lot of issues then. But if I could overcome that, yes, you can. Just imagine, picture that sound. Push it forward, take it away from your neck and bring it up to your head. Take it away from your neck to your jaw, to your nose. Pass it forward from your mouth. I hope someone is just getting this. Now, what this technique will do to you is, one, it will help you sing loud. It will add more volume to you. Two, it can help you sing high notes. There would be no note that is too high for you. If you have this technique, there is no note that would be too high for you. You would sing without hurting your vocal cords. Three, you'll be able to sing for long. Yes, you'll be able to sing for a very long time without getting tired, without your vocal cords getting tired or getting injured. Okay? Now, this is the best technique that every singer, male or female, should equip himself or herself with. Because this technique, without this technique, you keep falling sick, because after every singing you have to fall back to treatment to take away pains and all of that. Okay, but this technique, just picture it. I hope someone is getting this. Just picture it. See yourself speaking like a child, because you've taken a deep breath now. It's no longer sounding nasal, but it's colorful, kind of. It's sweet, sexy, you know, like in this part of the world, when girls want to speak with some, you know, now they begin to do, oh, you know, that sound. Don't bring it back to your throat. You're locking up the beauty of that sound. Bring it up. Bounce it forward. It's called propelling forward technique, or forward placement technique, as the case may be, whichever one you hear. Okay, so with this technique, I've just told you what it can do. It can help you sing for long, talk for long, sing high notes. Okay, like I'm contralto, but I don't see any note as high. Yes, I have comfort zone. Yes, I have a place where, yes, I'm very comfortable here. But I tell you, there is no such thing as high notes. Okay, you would be able to create sound, beautiful tone, and you keep practicing, it keeps getting better. Okay, if you take it not from your neck, the sound is on your neck, there's pressure on your neck, bounce it forward. You can see. Sing high notes. I can go on. You can sing. I mean, that's my peak, you know. But the truth is just this. I'm trying to make you understand that there is no such note as high. If a contralto can do those notes that I have just done now. Okay, so think about it. Create it. Picture it. Speaking like a child. Getting better at speaking like a child. Take away tension from your neck. Let there be no form of tension anywhere on your body. Then produce this sound. I hope this helps someone. Just give me a comment. Send a comment if you find it difficult. If there is any other way you want me to help, just send a comment. Drop an applaud if this has helped you. If you still want me to speak more on some other videos that you're having challenges, I'm always ready here and I'm willing to help. Okay, please just try it, give it a try. My name is Omobolanle and this is Still Singer's Diet. See you in the next episode. I hope someone just get this. Catch ya.